Good morning. Good morning. How are you? How are you doing on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. I know I'm a little crazy when I literally am obsessing about golf, and I go through this every year. If you've listened to me over the years, I kind of start to go through this wave of just being crazy about it. But it's just wild to me how that God will bring you to a point of peace and will bring you to a point of thanksgiving, will make you wise in your eyes, I guess, or in His eyes, to the Word. And as you work this Word and as you start to apply this stuff in your life, the principles are there. You just have to follow them. And it's not based on law. It's not that you have to follow them because you're a bad person if you don't. You apply this stuff to get closer to God, to have an epignosis, a true and personal relationship with Him where you hear from Him and you heed His advice and His Son, Jesus Christ. You heed the advice of God through applying the words of God. I was reading in Proverbs, and if you go to chapter 24, verse 1 of Proverbs, it says, "Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief." Who do you esteem in your eyes? Who do you look up to? Don't do it with evil men. It's not beneficial. It's not beneficial to idolize. That's really not the right word, because an idol is a completely different level. But to really look up to people that aren't good people. Verse 3, through wisdom, and this is one of my favorite verses in the Bible, through true wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding or departing from evil, it is established. And by knowledge, and this is the knowledge of God, shall the chambers or inner chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Through wisdom is a house builded. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. You build your house on believing. You build your house on Christ Jesus, knowing that He is the foundation, out from whom the whole family is fitly joined together. You look at the understanding. You know understanding because you apply the word. It's not just about good and evil. It's about what's right through the prism of God's eyes. And when I say good and evil, I mean the laws. It's different. Everything's shifted. You apply what the word says, and there are going to be times in your life where you have an option to choose. And if you know the word, you choose differently. I promise you that. By knowledge, the knowledge of God, if you want to do well, you set your affection on things above, not on things of earth. You set your affection on the word. You set your affection on believing, having a true and personal relationship with God. Believing is having a firm conviction in what you hear. It's all in the word. That's how you establish your life. That's how you establish your family. That's how you build your house and gather riches. If you jump down to verse 10, it says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." And I love this. Everybody's going to go through days of adversity. God sets the times side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. The good days and the bad days. If thy strength is small, that's a weakness. Be strong in adversity. Lean on God. Apply your heart to God. Verse 13, "My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it, and there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off." Enjoy pleasure in life. You are a Christian. It doesn't mean you have to suffer and suffer and suffer and suffer. That's not what this is about. You wouldn't want that for your child. Enjoy it. And I love how it talks about this. You know, enjoy the honeycomb because it's sweet and it's savory and it's delicious. But so is knowledge of God. Having that knowledge of God when it's found and applying wisdom in your life. When you find this stuff, it will be as sweet to the soul as honey is to your palate. Do you apply the words? Have you started to apply this stuff in your life? Finally, I want to jump over to this. If you go over to verse, 26. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth the right answer. Prepare thy work without or outside and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. It's not about just passive income in life. You work for God. You work for God. Now, granted, you're probably going to get to the point where you do have that passive income, but that's not the point. It's about working. It's not being afraid of work. It's not skirting from work. You work for God, and you put everything into it, and you go home, and you work for your family, and you work for your house, and you just do the things that are necessary in life. We have a big God. Pray. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the fruit of your labor. There's nothing better than to eat and to drink and to make your soul enjoy the good in your labor. Enjoy what you're doing today. Have yourself a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. God bless you. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray every day for my golf game that you do something with it so I'm not upset, Father. I also thank you for where you position the family, where you position the business. I pray that we can knock out what needs to get knocked out. I also pray for the sewing today of the couple chairs, and both of them, that they get done the right way and that they turn out beautifully, Father, so there's no pressure in that. Again, I thank you for just my family and the people that you put in my life, and that you just continually bless them and those around us and those who receive the product we're producing. And I pray for each and every one of your believers today, that you just take care of them and bless them. And I ask that, your word just continually breaks through. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.